Let's get right to Mitchell. Now, there are many people in the world, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of them. Sometimes we get overwhelmed. Sometimes we get disillusioned. Sometimes we get frightened by everything that we see. There are many people in the world who are risking their life, their name, their sacred honor, their fortune, the exact same thing that our founding fathers swore to put on the table, to put on the line for the truth, for freedom, for your inheritance. They're doing it today. I don't say this lightly. Mitchell Gerber is one of them. The story that he is bringing you is dangerous to say. We couldn't even connect with him, ladies and gentlemen. This is a coincidence. He was fine last time we tried to get him on. And we've been trying all the way up to the show. We were kind of running around here panicking, trying to get him on here. He is a hero. He is a patriot. And he loves the truth. And we are so glad to have him on. He's going to talk about, of course, involuntary organ harvesting and all it means. Mitchell Gerber, so good to have you on the Power Hour, my friend.
Oh, Daniel, great to be here. I hope I'm coming in loud and clear.
Very good right now. Very good. Yeah, you sound fantastic. Good to have you. I kind of got thrown off trying to get you on. I'm sure you did also. Why don't you give us a little bit of introduction of why you're in Vietnam right now and kind of how you got into this issue that we're going to discuss today.
Absolutely. I apologize for not coming in as quickly as possible because I am in communist Vietnam. I'm on the front lines, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on the border of communist China, a new reign of terror that has, or a new form of genocide, commenced under the reign of terror of the Chinese Communist Party, the vile dictatorship that has controlled China for the last 50-plus years and is the biggest threat to American freedoms and constitutional republic and law. I've been on the case of this new form of genocide and forced organ harvesting in China, where hundreds and thousands a year, transplants a year, have been conducted on innocent Falun Gong practitioners, Uyghur Muslims, House Christians, and Tibetan Buddhists, who have been forcefully sent in sealed freight containers under the guise of the communist regime or the watch of the communist regime's military to state-mandated hospitals, their organs cut out of their bodies while alive, little anesthetic just to hold them down and sedate them, the organs cut out, forcefully removed, sold for massive amounts of profit, $1 billion institutionalized, industrialized, profiteering business for the last 19 years, orchestrated by the highest levels of communist regimes, cadres, and government affairs officials in the world, and in China particularly, as we speak, under President Xi, Hu Jintao, Jiang Zemin, and other cadres in the communist regime's party, and their bodies then burned in the ovens of the boiler rooms of the hospitals, literally turning their doctors into murderers, and this has been going on for 19 years, and I'm currently in Vietnam, been traveling in Southeast Asia to help the resistance movements and the underground resistance movements, particularly in Vietnam, to expose this even further. But we're in very deep waters right now. The communist regime has been infiltrating the governments of Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia, Indonesia, to stop us, to shut us down. But we will continue with all our efforts to expose this to the world. And I'm just very grateful to be on your show, Daniel, to expose this with you and your lovely audience.
Oh, my gosh, you don't have to say those things to us. We're grateful for you, and what you're putting on the line is nothing compared to what you're doing right there in the heart. Let me back up a little bit. How did you find out about this? Mitchell Gerber, where are you from, and why are you in communist China? How did you end up knowing about this?
I'm not going to say too much because I have my life on the line because they monitor and I don't want to give too much, but I became a human rights activist, particularly focusing on the Falun Gong, which is a spiritual movement, an ancient spirit and mind and body meditation, very similar to Chinese yoga, to Tai Chi. And I came to understand this when I was studying international politics at the University of Georgia in the United States. I'm a U.S. citizen. I come from South Africa. I My family fled Nazi persecution from Hungary and Ukraine, so I have a little bit of European background, but I'm a native South African. I came to America in 1995 when I was 15 years old, and I came into contact with the Falun Gong movement and brutal persecution against it on specifically May 4th, 2001, when I was studying international politics and business at the University of Georgia. These peaceful, innocent groups of people that practice their five exercises of meditation and stretching, Falun Gong, or also known as Falun Dafa, spiritual movements that I've practiced for many years now, very similar to, like I say, martial arts, Tai Chi, a type of Chinese yoga, was brutally persecuted after becoming the largest spiritual known practice in communist China from 1992 to 1998. The number of people just skyrocketed, mushroomed into becoming 100 million people. One out of every 10 Chinese national citizens, more than half of upper class of middle society in China, upper class society in China, the highest ranking officials, generals, Politburo members as they're called in terms of government officials, the rural group, the rural class, about 100 million people, 10% of the population growing exponentially every year. And literally the communist regime got very threatened, especially its military dictator, Jiang Zemin, the former president of China. And he cracked down brutally persecuted on July 20th, 1999, calling them a demon cult, a sinister religion, a terrorist group, in order to demonize them, vilify them, dehumanize them in the most horrific ways, in order to sell their organs for profit, because when you practice the Falun Gong exercises, your body becomes incredibly healthy, from psychological evaluations to physiological medical research from the Chinese government before the persecution started in 1999 and after, and used to see tremendous results from practicing this holistic meditation, this way of life, the spiritual movement, which is grounded in the three principles of universal values and spiritual enlightenment or religious views. Basically, truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. There's nothing wrong with this. This is not a cult. This is not a terrorist group. This is a simple form of practice that just did wonders for the human body, especially in China by that time. And they were targeted for eradication and killed for their organs as we speak today in China. So I had to get on it. I really wanted to understand what was going on. I practiced the exercises. I've never felt so fulfilled, so healthy, so peaceful, and so comfortable and positive after practicing. And I just wanted to figure out what was going on. And these allegations are toxic, but they are true. We believe they are true, and we're doing everything we can to stop it.
Okay. You bring up a lot of good points, and it's such a deep, heavy subject. We got a couple minutes before the break, and so we'll continue on the other side if we need to. Originally, Chinese officials, whatever you want to call them, dictators, they saw this religion, this movement, whatever you want to call it, they saw it as a threat. Why did they see it as a threat? Because they were taking loyalty away from the Chinese party, you know, the party, the Communist Party, or what was the threat that they saw?
Okay, well, to understand how organ harvesting could happen, it is very crucial to understand that there's no limit, everybody, to how far the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, a reign of terror. There's been many empires and regimes and dictatorships in history that have killed in order to conquer. The Chinese Communist Party of China has conquered in order to kill. Its murderous past, its just complete decimation of 5,000 years of Chinese culture, Daniel, the wiping out of over between 60 to 80 million Chinese people. It is a reign of terror that has never been seen on this earth, and it unfortunately has been concealed and not been exposed to the extent it will be exposed in the future. It makes the Nazis look like little babies compared to what it has done. But when the persecution started, I'm sorry?
It makes Hitler look like an amateur. I mean, I don't want to be flippant about this, but my gosh.
It does. Because when the persecution started in July 1999, the Chinese regime called Falun Gong, which is, it's not a religion, it's just a very spiritual way of life, and it's free of charge, it has no affiliation to membership rosters, it's got no churches, it's got nothing like that. It's a way of life, it's got five exercises, all free of charge, and a philosophy of being more truthful, compassionate, and tolerant. And when the Chinese regime called Falun Gong the biggest threat to national security since the Tiananmen Square massacre 10 years previous, they're even more scared and terrified than ever, the Chinese regime, because it grew so popular, and that's the reason why it was persecuted. Number one, the overwhelming numbers of people, 15 million people, outnumbering the communist regime. Second of all, the ideology clashed with the murderous...
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com, Mitchell Gerber. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Mitchell Gerber now, who... it's not hyperbole, it's not dramatic to say he is risking his life. He is risking everything he is to expose one of the greatest atrocities that we have seen, certainly in the last 10, 15, 20 years, certainly. Maybe ever, just the way it's happening, it's just unbelievable. Organ harvesting, forced organ harvesting, and specifically targeting a group of people who had a religion, or a way of life, maybe not religious is not the best word, but a way of life, a peaceful way of life that did not gel with the communist Chinese Politburo. Say that fast three times. Mitchell, before we go on, the question I have, and we've seen this in China, like you said, 80 to 100 million, whatever the number is, of confirmed kills. They're killing to... erase their history. They're killing to erase Chinese history, and they're subjugating these people. We're seeing the social credit score now being active. We're seeing biometric facial recognition all throughout China. What is it about China that seems to allow this kind of control on the people, the mindset or whatever? What is it about China that allows this?
Three words. The Chinese Communist Party. The CCP, it is a reign of terror, a demonic cult, a specter that has controlled China for the last 50 plus years, ever since Mao Zedong came into power. And for those avid readers out there, Daniel, the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party, it is a publication that can be downloaded free of charge at www.ninecommentaries.com. And this publication has led to the complete awakening of the Chinese people of how they have been forced into brutal poverty, brutal slavery, and brutal fear under this tyrannical regime that is still controlling China to this day. This is the specter of evil, a reign of terror, like I have mentioned, that has decimated the 5,000 years of culture in China. That was once an incredible land of divine traditional valued heritage and a beloved land of traditions and values and spiritual harmony under the dynasties of 5,000 years. And the Chinese Communist Party has not only murdered between 60 and 80 million people, it's wiped out the 5,000 years of heritage, placed in the social score, created not only a genocide of humans, of animals, of women's rights, of Chinese rights, of any kind of right known to man and to woman, but it also has destroyed the very spirit of the Chinese people, and this is the reason why China. This is the reason why they can get away with murder like this. It's because of the Chinese Communist Party's brutal suppression and hijacking of China. And unfortunately, this has not gone. This is not only happening in China, but this Chinese Communist regime has infiltrated into Africa, the Middle East, into Southeast Asia, and now into America, specifically on the left. With the culture of Marxism, which is directly from the Communist Manifesto in China.
All right. Let me ask a question about these 9 commentaries. You said it's starting to awaken people. I guess they're searching on the Internet. They're passing it around in leaflets. What's going on with this?
Yes, absolutely. There is a movement called the Tui Dung movement, which is quit the Communist Party, where at least 300 million out of 1.6 billion have quit the Communist Party, basically become understanding that this is an evil reign of terror. There are big revolts going on in China. Between 60 and 80,000 people a day are revolting against the Communist regime by quitting the Communist regime, by resigning their names, basically withdrawing from the movement. Now, you really cannot do that in China by going to government official branches, because you will be sent to jail. But there is a big movement of awakening, call it the Great Enlightenment, Great Awakening, a renaissance of thought and understanding that the Communist regime is such a vile dictatorship that has murdered its people and now killing the people for their organs. But unfortunately, there is still a huge brainwash and propaganda, because the vilification of Falun Gong, the vilification of Tibet, the demonization of any independent sources or democratic activism or constitutional freedoms have been wiped out, persecuted. So there's not really much the average independent Chinese person can do under that reign of terror. It's very different from a free society. It's an abnormal society, but you cannot see it when you go to China with the skyscrapers and the luxury cars and the business plans. But when you go back here,
there's the music. There's the music on the other side. We'll get into this more. And where does Google come into this? The Dragonfly search engines, the social. Fascinated is not the right word. I'm getting semi obsessed about this social credit score in China and the ramifications here. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Mitchell. We're talking about how it's just we sit and wonder. And Hitler is probably the biggest example, most prominent anyway, where we think, oh, wow, how in the world did that happen to Germany? How did Germany let that happen? Why in the world did it get that bad? But yet we have the same thing going on right now, in the year 2018. And my question is the same thing kind of about China. What is it about the Chinese people? How is this? Is that how brutal they are? How are they? It sounds like, Mitchell, that the Chinese Communist Party is losing their grip to some extent. The same thing that we've seen in America, an awakening, a fervor, a populism, a individualism, whatever you want to call it, that's happening in Europe, in America, is happening in China also, that's causing them a lot of problems. I mean, at the same time, they're laying the hammer down. Google's helping them. Social credit score. Ladies and gentlemen, when they walk through, maybe I'll ask Mitchell. Mitchell, please explain this. When you're a Chinese citizen, a Communist Party member, and you start walking through the city, what have you, they're tracking you in real time. And then at the same time, how are people then revolting against that? Discuss that dynamic, please.
Well, what you just said, Daniel, you nail it. I mean, you belong literally to the Communist Party. When you are born out of your mother's womb until you die, you are forced to swear bloody allegiance to a communist dictatorship. And you are forced. You are monitored. Your bank accounts are tracked. You are nothing but a slave to their central party line. Just like in communist Vietnam, and just like in Cambodia, you are, or North Korea. Now, you don't see that too much because it's become much more westernized. Thank goodness the generations of Chinese and Vietnamese, they don't want this communist regime anymore. They don't want this dictatorship anymore. They want the Western freedoms. They envy and marvel in the West, and that's why be very grateful and be very appreciative that you are in America, and you are free to speak your mind and share your beliefs and watch anything you want to watch. Because I tell you now, even as a Westerner, living and breathing in Vietnam and in Southeast Asia, and who is blacklisted from China, I can tell you, you're not free here. You are monitored, and if you step out of line, if you step out of the central party line, you are a goner, especially Vietnamese and Chinese. And I take my hat off to the Chinese people who have stood up against this reign of terror, this murderous gangster regime, namely the Chinese Communist Party, because under this regime, you are not free at all to do anything. Your bank accounts, your property, all owned, all controlled. The televisions are controlled, everything, your thought control, the massive amount of brainwashing, the massive amount of propaganda, the brutal persecution, the brutal forced slavery and fear that you are put under. It is a reign of terror, and you can feel it in your bones, even as a Westerner coming and living from America, how tyrannical and suppressed people are here, and fearful. They live in fear every day, even under Sharia law in the Middle East, that I travel to constantly back and forth. They are put in fear, but not as bad as under communism. It is an evil specter, it is an evil reign of terror, and it will collapse, because this kind of evil cannot sustain itself. Nazism will collapse, fascism collapsed, and communism is the last stronghold that has yet to collapse, and it is collapsing, especially in China. And you'll see, as the communist regime collapses in China, the poison that has infiltrated under cultural Marxism in America and other places will also fade out and be rinsed out. And it's like a snake bite. It will be the poison will be filtered out. It has
flamed
to
out.
Because this kind of evil cannot exist.
If you went to China right now, say you were sitting in China, both of us, and we were broadcasting on some radio station, and we were talking about these things, what would happen to us?
First of all, as Westerners, we would be blacklisted, we would be shut down, we would be detained.
What does that mean? Blacklisted? What does blacklisted mean?
Blacklisted is completely, your passport has been revoked, your access to China has been revoked, you have spies monitoring you wherever you are in the world. This is what happened to me. I've had to sit down with the FBI. There might be assassination attempts on your lives. And you get off easily when you're a Western person. But if you're a Chinese person, and it's happened to a certain amount of my friends and other people who I work closely with over the years, you know, I've been doing this for 17 years, ladies and gentlemen. I've dedicated almost 20 years of my life to this. I'm on the front lines here, but this is not about me. This is about the honorable and courageous Chinese people who have put their lives on the line. They have been locked up for 18 years. They've been forced into labor camp systems. When the persecution of Falun Gong began, Daniel, the labor camp system called the Laogai system skyrocketed. I mean, the labor camp system, they were building labor camp systems and hospitals at the wazoo. I mean, to fund this billion-dollar organ harvesting, industrialized, profiteering business. I mean, because they knew Falun Gong was so good. They knew that the exercises and the philosophy were turning the Chinese people back to traditional values, back to healthy bodies and healthy minds. The productivity rates were going up. The harmonization of family members and people around everybody in China was a beautiful time, and it became the life force of China. The Falun Gong exercise, and I really hope people can actually experience these exercises that are free of charge and practiced freely throughout the world in over 114 different countries, and see how good you feel after practicing, and how the energy channels unblock the blood vessels, and the blood circulates better throughout the organs, and you feel and breathe better, and you can sleep better. And this is why the communist regime targeted Falun Gong. And I wish you could play that clip, but if you can't, then hopefully you'll have it on your website. But David Kilgore, David Mattis, and Ethan Gutman are the main investigators who have confirmed that these allegations are going on, this organ harvesting
yes,
is going on.
Yes, we do have some clips. David Kilgore used to be in Canadian Parliament, and you know, other of those very legitimate people who have confirmed what Mitchell is telling us, you know, their own independent research, and very prominently even going to Britain and presenting their information at the House of Commons, I believe. If we're not able to play them on air, we'll definitely have them available on our website. So, Catherine, make sure we have those clips of David Kilgore and the rest of them up on our website so people can check those out. But, okay, let's go back and get into the actual business, procedure, whatever, of this organ harvesting. Let's talk about what actually goes on. You said other countries were involved, not just China. There's a network, there's a need of organs all over the world, I take it, and people are willing to pay big money. And so the Chinese, explain, how's it go? What happens? Do they just pull somebody off the street? Do they make up something, arrest them, and then do it in jail? What goes on?
There is organ harvesting around the world, but let me just be clear with you. There is no other regime on earth, there's no other country on earth that is conducting a forced, systematic, industrialized organ harvesting business like China. The Chinese government is the only one.
Okay.
Now, there have been rumors of Israel, but that's nonsense, because Israel was the first one in 2008 to create and put into their law a forced organ harvesting ban. Organ harvesting tourism. They were the first one to ban organ harvesting in 2008, the transplantation law of 2008. Then came Taiwan, then came Italy, then came Spain. Those are the only four countries that have outlawed tourism, organ tourism from China, realizing what has gone on with the Falun Gong, the Uyghur Muslims and others in China who have been forcibly harvested. Now, this has been a systematic persecution.
Mitchell, we're about to come on a break. When we come back, I want to be clear. If I'm one of the Falun Gong members, they want to target me. Did they know my DNA? What, they picked me for some reason? Whatever. They just pick me and harvest me and know that they have a buyer somewhere in the world. Explain. They just pull you off the street. What? Let's just talk about that when we come back. Mitchell Gerber, forced organ harvesting. My gosh. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay tuned. All the way back to Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. You know, Cain saw what Abel had, the approval of God, his resources, whatever, and he wanted to take it. And it's as old as that, even older, even much older. This spirit of, it's a satanic spirit of control, to take from people, to rob what the Creator has given them, what is uniquely theirs, their mankind's divinity within them. Some people, that spirit wants to take it and have it for their own, to traffic in the souls of men, and one of the absolute most disastrous, disgusting, let's call it for what it is, these damn Chinese over there, not the people, but these communists, they're Hitler on steroids to some degree. It's terrible. And we're talking to Mitchell Gerber, who is valiantly out there risking everything. There's people out there, ladies and gentlemen. You know about this because people like Mitchell, my hat's off to him. Mitchell, we have one segment left. Please explain to people. One, first, before we get to you, I'm going to declare in the name of God that his protection, his angels, his foresight and his discernment is placed upon you. And to the people of the Chinese who want freedom, who want light throughout the whole world, that right now that this breaks, that freedom, truth, justice, the Declaration of Independence, our God-given rights, our divinity within us may reign supreme, that the holds that the satanic realms have gone on the people of the world, of the governments of the world, of the hearts and minds, may fall like rain and go to the ground and be gone, and that light and truth and love may replace it. And God bless you for what you're doing, Mitchell. And I do it in God's name, so let it be. So let it be. And in conclusion, please tell us, I'm a member of the Falun Gong, I'm sitting on the street, I'm sitting in my home, what happens? Soup to nuts, A to Z, how do they get these organs, and what happens?
Well, when the persecution started commencing, there was 100 million people practicing Falun Gong. And when the crackdown started, when the persecution started, a lot of Falun Gong came out to protest and said, listen, why are you persecuting us? Why are you freezing our bank accounts? Why are you causing problems with us? And they were rounded up in police vans, in medical vans, and just shipped off to labor camp and concentration camps. Then we started to realize and get reports from the prison guards and medical surgeons who are witnessing the rounding up of hundreds and thousands of Falun Gong practitioners in sealed freight containers, handcuffed to rails like rotisserie chickens, sent off to death camps, at least 36 death camps, concentration camps, medical facilities and in state-mandated hospitals. They would also, the communist regime would database it with the help of Microsoft, Yahoo, Google. That's why Google's moved to China with their huge database system. They database 17 million Uyghur Muslims for organ harvesting, and they database 100 million Falun Gong practitioners. Because in China, you are monitored. Your houses are monitored. Your routers are monitored. Your bank accounts are monitored. Every single aspect of your society, of your living experience, is monitored, just like the social credit score is monitored in China. Facial recognition, eye and face recognition, all monitored, so they know exactly who you are and what you are. So when Falun Gong mushroomed to become the largest practice in China, knowing full well that they were very healthy individuals because of the exercises, they were targeted. The secret police would just bust down your door as a Falun Gong practitioner, forcefully blood test you, forcefully pressure test you, know that you're a Falun Gong practitioner, send you to death camps, send you to labor camps, turn their doctors into murderers, send you into hospitals, cut out your organs while alive, and sell your organs as the healthiest organs in the world illegally without any consent to the medical associations, rich foreign donors from Thailand to Cambodia, to Korea, to Pakistan, and to the United States. Only four countries have banned an outdoor tourism. Again, Israel is one of them. So please, ladies and gentlemen, there's no organ harvesting going on in Israel. There have been people who have been caught, rabbis in America. ISIS has been also caught. Also in Libya, the radical jihadists who are selling the African body parts. But there has been no other regime on the face of the earth and governmental institution or governing body that has conducted forced live organ harvesting like the communist regime in China against the Falun Gong and others. And so they are just marched off to death camps and state-mandated hospitals and cut open while alive. And this has been going on for 19 years. And we've had Chinese surgeons come out. Enver Totti, who was Dr. Enver Totti, he sat with me in London, who was an organ surgeon who was forced by the Chinese government to do an organ harvesting. We have a documentary called Harvest Alive by a doctor who explains everything after 10 years of investigations. Also with Ethan Gutman, his book, The Slaughter. I mean, there has been a corpus amount of information and evidence. But unfortunately, this has been concealed, this has been covered up. Even the World Health Organization, even the Vatican, even the United Nations have remained silent because they've been infiltrated by the communist regime. But ladies and gentlemen, and Daniel, and I'm glad to be on your show, when the world comes to understand what is going on against this innocent group of people, this way of life, this peaceful meditation, namely the Falun Gong and others, it will still stir you. So, Falun Gong has been deeply targeted, and that's what will happen to you if you're a practitioner of Falun Gong, sent to labor camps, blood forced and martyred, and never heard from again. Never heard from.
Your website is stoporganharvesting.org, stoporganharvesting.org. We have a couple minutes. I'm in awe of what you have done and what you've accomplished. And why is America not, do people just not know about this? Why are not American politicians screaming about this? Are they bought off by the communist Chinese? What?
A lot of them are, but I'm grateful that the House of Representatives, has been passing unanimous resolutions to condemn the organ harvesting. Trump knows full about this, as well as Obama, as well as Clinton. This has been going on for 18 years. The State Department, the Justice Department, the FBI. I had to sit down with the FBI. I sat down with the clandestine messenger. I sat down with the CIA as well. I sat down with a lot of them. They all know, but they don't really believe it. A lot of these governing bodies don't really believe it, and they don't read the evidence from David Kilgore, David Matas, their book on Bloody Harvest, David Matas and David Kilgore, which is the Kilgore Matas Report. They don't read Ethan Gutman's The Slaughter. They don't read the evidence. That's the problem. And I think, is this really going on? Is this really, really, really going on? So the diehard skeptics are becoming clued in now and really waking up, just like the Chinese, and thinking, oh my God, this is actually going on. So more evidence is coming out. I would really implore you, Daniel, to reach out to David Matas and David Kilgore and Ethan Gutman. It's not hard to find. Bring them on your shows. Let your people listen to them. Let the audience hear about what's going on. go to my website, read the investigative reports at endtransplantabuse.org. Look up Kilgore Matters report and find out for yourself, because this is a new form of genocide, ladies and gentlemen, that once revealed will soul stir you, truly. And that's why I've dedicated 20 years of my life.
Absolutely.
No form and no money.
Absolutely. God bless you, and God keep you, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.